Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. You got to sit in the front seat last time. Mom, Chase won't stay out of my room. Dad, Sarah's picking on me. Why do I have to share? I'll bet if you're a parent of more than one child, you've heard these comments, and many more, often. And perhaps you, yourself, have brothers or sisters. Siblings. If we have them, it may almost be like a can't live without them, can't live with them kind of relationship. Or perhaps we're best friends. And if we don't have siblings, we might consider ourselves lucky. Or on the other hand, we may wish we had a brother or sister. The mixed feelings we have about siblings is also reflected in what research tells us. Douglas Downey, Associate Professor of Sociology at Ohio State University, is co-author of a national study of 20,000 plus children. The findings from this study indicate that children who grow up with one or more siblings get along better with their classmates in kindergarten than do only children. The teachers of these children said the students with siblings are better able to form and maintain friendships, get along with people who are different, comfort and help other children, express feelings in a positive way, and show sensitivity to the feelings of others. Remember all those fights with your brother or sister? Well, turns out that you had plenty of company. Lori Kramer, professor of applied family studies at the University of Illinois, found that on average, siblings between 3 and 7 have some kind of conflict 3.5 times an hour. Did you catch that? 3.5 times an hour. And kids 2 to 4 can have more than one fight every 10 minutes. Well, the good news is that while kids fight a lot, they also learn to figure out or resolve the conflicts. This is a valuable social skill that translates well into relationships in school. Fast forward into the adult world with personal and work relationships, and you can readily see how living with siblings is a rehearsal for later life. Perhaps the most fascinating research about siblings took place in China. The study looked at people born in Beijing just prior to or just after the start of the one-child policy. What made this study unique is that the government policy removed parents' choice about the number of children, so it eliminated family background variables. The results? Children born under China's one-child policy exhibit more negative personality traits in adulthood than those born prior. The children are less trusting, less trustworthy, more pessimistic, less competitive, less conscientious, and more risk-averse. Now, none of this suggests that only children are automatically going to have poor social skills or be unable to handle conflicts, but rather it points to the need for parents of only children to create learning opportunities for their children. Relationships with cousins and friends and interactions in childcare or preschool or elementary school, whatever, are the chances where children can learn socialization skills. Join us this month as we blog about the fascinating world of siblings. We'll talk about benefits and challenges of siblings, stereotypes, and even how our siblings shape who we become. We look forward to hearing your sibling stories and the role they have and have had played in your lives. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.